Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 34. And this shall be a statute forever for you, that atonement may be made for the people of Israel once in the year because of all their sins. That word atonement is key to understanding not just Leviticus, but the Bible and salvation. So Leviticus chapter 16 is the description of the Day of Atonement, the day set aside once a year to provide a particular sacrifice, an atoning sacrifice for sin, for the sins of God's people. And that word atonement means a covering. So God's people were sinners, and their sin needed to be covered by the grace of God in order to be in the presence of God, in order for Him to dwell among them. That's what Leviticus is showing us. How can a holy God dwell among His people? Well, here's how: through atonement, through covering for sin. And so when we get to the New Testament and we read in a place like Romans chapter 3, verse 25, God has presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. The whole picture there is Jesus is our atonement. What does that mean? He is our covering. His sacrifice covers over our sins. The whole picture there in Romans 3 is that Jesus has paid the price. He has endured the just judgment of God due our sins in our place, on our behalf. Just like in Leviticus, that would have been a sacrifice that would have been made to endure the just judgment of God. In the New Testament, what we realize is Jesus is that sacrifice. This is the gospel. And its beauty never, ever grows old. Just think about it. Right now, all your sins, every single sinful thought, desire, word, deed, the things that you are really thankful nobody else knows about, God knows about all of it. And by the blood of Jesus, it is all covered by. God knows all of it. And by His grace, it is all covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, rest in this today. Your sin has been atoned for. Obviously, that's only a reality when we are trusting in Jesus, when we repent and believe, meaning we turn from our sin and ourselves. We say, God, I'm sorry for my sin. I need You to forgive me of my sin. And I put my trust in Jesus' blood to cover over my sin. So if you have never prayed that to God, I invite you to pray that to God, like right now, to say, God, please forgive me of my sin. Cover over my sin with the blood of Jesus. I trust in Jesus and His atonement for my sin. Please forgive me. Please reconcile me to a relationship with You. Cover over my sin. You pray that. Know that God will save you from your sin. Put your faith in Jesus. Repent and believe in Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. He will save you. And when you pray that, when you know this atonement, then praise Him nonstop for it. Jesus, we praise You for covering over our sin. God, we praise You for not seeing our sin before You right now, but seeing the righteousness of Jesus, for seeing His atoning sacrifice for us. All glory be to Your name, Jesus. All glory be to Your name, O God, for this salvation. So we pray, help us to spread it today. Help us to spread. We pray that You would cover over more sin today, that other people would place their faith in Jesus and their sin be covered by the blood of Jesus. We pray for that right around us. We pray for that among the Kauri people in India. 8 million of them, little to no followers of Jesus among them. God, please, in that far eastern part of India, please cause the gospel to be made known among the Kauri people and please save them. Provide atonement for them. Well, Jesus, you have provided atonement. You have purchased people for the Father from every nation, tribe, and tongue. The price has been paid. So God, cause it to be made effectual among them. Bring them to salvation. Bring more and more and more Kauri to know the saving, atoning sacrifice of Jesus. Among them, among people groups around the world, among people around us, even as we praise you for the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And we pray all of this in the powerful name of Jesus, our sacrifice. Amen.